As the U.S. enacts a draft for World War III against Russia, China, and Iran, an unprecedented resistance movement emerges, uniting two unlikely groups: socially marginalized incels who refuse to die for a society they feel rejected by, and parents, many with military backgrounds, who vow to protect their sons from becoming pawns in a geopolitical conflict. Incel networks transform into digital resistance cells, sharing sabotage tactics and draft evasion strategies, while parents use their resources to create underground escape routes to Canada and Mexico. The government's heavy-handed crackdowns only fuel the rebellion, with recruitment centers attacked, draft records hacked, and protests erupting nationwide under banners reading "No Blood for Oligarchs." The military, already strained by global combat, now faces a home front in open revolt, with desertion rates soaring and frontline units questioning their purpose as domestic chaos undermines the war effort. The consequences prove catastrophic. With the draft system collapsing and civil order deteriorating, U.S. forces abroad suffer critical shortages of willing, motivated troops. Enemy nations exploit the disarray, airing footage of American resistance to demoralize frontline soldiers and embolden their own advances. As supply chains falter and reserve units refuse deployment, the war effort grinds to a halt, not from enemy action, but from internal disintegration. The final humiliation comes when peace negotiations begin not due to battlefield losses, but because America can no longer field an army from its own citizens. The war ends with U.S. global influence shattered, its military credibility in ruins, and a generation that has openly rejected the very notion of blind patriotism, leaving the nation vulnerable in a new world order where its enemies no longer fear its resolve.